over the last few days, there has been an accident on the A5 every single day, all serious. Luckily, no fatalities on this occasion. But there's no day that passes, and certainly no week that passes, where we don't see a serious accident along the A5. And it's happening at all different sections off this road. It's a real serious problem that is causing huge amounts of concern for local people across West Rona, and indeed those who are travelling through the constituency to get to wherever it is they're going. So it's a real issue, and it just reminded me today that we've now seen 56 lives lost on the A5 since 2006, and 88 lives since the Good Friday Agreement was signed in 1998. And the A5 was promised for as long as that.
I think as well, whenever you talk about the A5 from where we're around here, West Tyrone, and we're just over the border in Donegal, everybody knows someone who's been impacted by it.
Absolutely. The A5 affects and has affected quite a number of families. It does not discriminate. It claims lives of people who are travelling every day. And many don't realise, but we're forced to travel on this road. We have no alternative routes. And people that are taking their kids to school, going to work, or just carrying out normal duties that most of us should be taking for granted, often have not returned home. Many young men and women have not returned home to their parents, and many parents have not returned home to their children. And that's the story of the A5. It is as sore as that. And unfortunately, every single day, people are reminded again and again of the pain and anguish of that road. And that is why it is so important that we don't see any further delays. Since the Assembly came back in February, since the power sharing was restored, four people have died in the last few months on that road. Every single day there is accident, and there has been thousands and thousands of people injured over the last number of years on the A5. People don't like travelling on it. They get very anxious and nervous about travelling on it. And that is why we so desperately need the upgrade. And that is why the SDLP for decades now have been calling for the A5 upgrade. And that is why we're so concerned that the delays are going to add to further devastation and, unfortunately, fatalities if we don't see an announcement from the Minister soon. And I want to see that announcement as soon as possible.
But what's the hold-up? Because I've had this conversation with you before, and I'm sure countless other people have also had it, and the calls keep being made, but nothing's being done.
There isn't a day that goes by that I don't raise the A5 in the Assembly or with members of the public or concerned business owners. The reality is that the A5 has been fraught with various difficulties, and mainly that of objectors known as the Alternative A5 Alliance, who have continuously objected to the application going forward. They were successful, unfortunately, on a number of occasions, but I would hope that the department now have their I's dotted and their T's crossed, and that there's no room whatsoever for any of the objectors to gain any traction. The reality is this is now a matter of life or death, and unfortunately too many families have paid the very heavy price for the dangers of that road where their loved ones have not returned home. No issue raised by the objectors can outweigh the value of a single human life, and no cost on the A5 can outvalue the cost of human life. The reality is that there are 600 million sitting there now from the Irish government, which you're very grateful for. That is sufficient to get this road well advanced and started. And I would hope that the Minister recognises the importance of doing that and announces the A5 to begin as soon as possible.